This is the Politics and More podcast. I'm David Remnick. Josh Rothman is an editor at The New Yorker, and he's been spending a lot of time in the last few months in high school.
So we're at Townsend Harris High School in Queens, and this is an amazing school. It's like one of the best high schools in New York City. We're in the elevator, and we've just arrived on the day that Townsend Harris's presidential election simulation is kicking off.
This election simulation Josh is talking about is a pretty big deal at Townsend Harris. The school has been doing it for 25 years. All the kids in the senior class participate, and they play different roles: candidates, journalists, pundits, even super PACs. And then the entire school gets together and votes.
The goal is to try to get the whole political reality and compress it down into something the size of a high school. And this is our third year going back. So I love coming back to Townsend Harris to see the election simulation. It's a little freaky because you're seeing our political craziness reflected in, you know, these kids who are encountering it for the first time. But it's also, you know, really great to see how fully and creatively they inhabit the roles that they've been assigned.
We have to put our foot down and say that our democracy is not for sale. My name is Elizabeth Warren. I know what's broken, and I got a plan to fix it. And that's why you should vote for me on Election Day. Thank you.
The students started their campaigns in September, right after school started.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Miss Kamala Harris.
That's awesome. What do you think about the real Kamala Harris?
So from what I know of her, I think she's a pretty rad dude.
All right, Si, who's up next? Bernie Sanders? Is this guy still alive? All right, Colonel Sanders, come on up.
We will have Medicare for all. I will fight for you, for your children, and every American under my presidency.
So right now they're running the 2020 primaries, Democratic and Republican, and every candidate has a full staff and has to raise money, has a war chest, puts out ads, just like a real campaign.
Hi, I'm Jamie Baranoff. I am the election simulation coordinator. I'm also a teacher at Townsend Harris.
So you guys have a crazy year to simulate.
I think we do, yeah. So, you know, the number one rule we say of the simulation is keep it as real as possible. But certainly when we have a Trump, I encourage students to kind of use their best judgment. So I feel like personally, if he says it in the real world, you can say it in the simulation. Wait till you see the boy who's playing Trump.
Good morning, America. Are we recording? Is this live? Good morning, America. How's it going, everybody? My name is Donald J. Trump.
So when Trump was new, when we covered this simulation in 2015, no one had seen Donald Trump as a candidate before. You know, everyone was trying to figure out, it was clear, like, how to be Trump. And the way that the first two students did it was they were really transgressive. They said and did shocking things. And they got in trouble with their teachers for it. Like, you know, one year, one of the students who played Trump in this debate accused Hillary of, quote, PMSing. And it was really bad. It was like, you know, a shock. Everyone like couldn't believe that he had said that. And it was bouncing off of what our actual president said about Megyn Kelly. So this is the third student that I've seen play Donald Trump. And this year, he's being played by a senior named Togai.
Look, you can't impeach winners. My office has been winning for the past 4 years. All right, they can try what they want. You can't impeach a winner.
So what do you think about your rivals in this?
Like, all right. So I think it's boring Bill Weld and City Mark Sanford. I don't remember much about Weld. We had a debate once. I fell asleep. And City Mark Sanford, I can't understand any of his policies. It's a shame. So I can't tell you much about my rivals.
I wanted to talk to Togai, not in character, as Trump.
Can I ask you, as you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Oh, you don't understand how hard it is to be straight face doing that, man. Woo!
What do you think of Trump in real life?
I think, you know, most of what he does is so purposefully, you know, controversial, right? I think that's why he won in 2016.
So is that your strategy in the simulation?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, my idea is the only way I'm going to win here It's just parody, right? In preparation, I watched Alec Baldwin for a couple weeks to get into the voice, the mannerisms, you know, the hand motions, China, all this sort of stuff. It's all in, you know, just watching what's been come before and bringing it to Townsend Harris, you know? Here to put on a show.
You know, Townsend Harris, it's a pretty liberal school. It's really diverse. It's a lot of kids from immigrant families, students of color. You just really want to know, what are they going to think of Donald Trump?
For the past 4 years, I, Donald J. Trump, have proven that my administration is an administration of winners. All right, what does that mean? Well, let's just look at the facts, guys. Let's look at the facts. I put hundreds and thousands of Americans back into jobs, back into the coal mines, increasing our energy levels, right? We have more energy, and we're making a huge economy, guys. Huge! All right? And not only is my administration amazing, I also have the most beautiful family, guys. The wonderful Melania. And the very, very beautiful Ivanka Trump. I love my daughter. I love my daughter so much. Beautiful Ivanka Trump here. Guys, it looks like we've got a wall to build, all right? That can only happen if you vote for Donald Trump for re-election in 2020, guys, all right? We got a wall to build. Remember, let's keep America great, everybody!
So, yeah, he was a hit. I think it's safe to say. So at the kickoff rally, all the candidates are there, and they're all trying to make an impression. And another student who really connected was a senior named Justin, who's playing Pete Buttigieg.
Hey, Townsend, I'm Mayor Pete, and I want to be your next president. Now, unlike me, all four of my opponents have been in Washington for a combined 117 years. Biden has sexually groped 7 women, and Kamala Harris has opposed investigating police shootings of Black Americans. I will secure America's future. This isn't about winning an election, it's about winning an era. So come Election Day, remember, pledge to Buttigieg.
Townsend Harris's Mayor Pete just goes right for the jugular. He's transgressive in the same way that Trump is, and it just electrifies the students. So one of the best things about the Townsend Harris simulation is, you know, there's media. So there's not just the candidates. There's, you know, talk radio, there's TV shows, and everyone goes on these shows to defend themselves and to go after each other.
Joe Biden, we get to hear about your kickoff rally experience. How do you feel about it? How'd it go?
Well, for starters, I think that Mr. Buttigieg's attacks on me were not appropriate for such an event. And I would like to say that those sexual allegations are not true, because it is true that after many of my speeches, I have to hug and kiss many people, but it was never my intention to make anyone feel uncomfortable, and I apologize if I have done so.
You know, another great aspect of the simulation is the advertising. And so every campaign can place ads on the campus TV station or the campus radio station. And over the years, the political ads at Townsend Harris have developed their own distinctive style.
Stopping climate change, rest in peace, I'm your superior. Trump, you don't fit the president's criteria. CNN taking pressure, causing mass hysteria. After I'm done, Trump, you're going to start tearing up. I'm going to start killing this. How you shoot but miss? You're attracted to your daughter, but you got a wife. Trump did nothing, he a dummy, not too bright. Grab him by the I'm sure that ain't right. Richard Donald was in the office, bugging. Post to his guts, hope Biden don't cut him. Presidential thoughts brought to me with no advisory. When I'm done with you, you'll be drowning in misery. We need free for your college real bad. He was drowning in his tears with anxiety. You know my bars full of clarity. I'll send Petey at your dome if you want to keep testing me.
So, you know, one of the things that happened this year is the campaign became sort of a rap battle. And, you know, Mayor Pete had to respond in this rap battle to Joe.
They say, yo, Pete, where you been at? I'm just winning with these. I've been crushing at the polls, that's why GOP on me. I've been through with speaking for y'all past me, Trump C. But no, Biden's making TikToks and not taking the lead. We need changing, gotta check me a vote. I got LGBT rights and I'm a legalized dope. America's going broke and I ain't gonna sit back. While Creepy Joe looks at little girls like they some snacks. But I'm just Pete, vote Buttigieg, trying to be your prez. I'm not like other Dems, just some airheads.
Sponsored by AFL-CIO.
You know, so there's so many ads, and it's not just candidates. There's also ads from special interest groups. One of my favorites this year was from students who were playing the role of the American Family Association.
American Family Association, spreading the good Lord throughout our whole nation. Conservative standards is what we will follow. Media integrity, that is our motto. Pro-life because we don't want to kill babies. Climate change is fake and science is crazy. Protecting our children, defending our borders. We know what's right and we'll put things in order.
Welcome to the 2019 Candidates Debate.
Okay, so first we're going to welcome our Republican candidates. First one up, where's Trump right now?
It was totally amazing. Trump, played by Togai, he didn't just walk onto the stage. He came on riding a hoverboard. And he just glided right into the center of the stage, and he stretched out his arms, and he spun around and around, and the crowd went nuts. So, you know, and it was really interesting to see just, you know, what parts of the real-life Trump's sort of tactical playbook Togai decided to pick up and use for himself at Townsend Harris.
Look, the media does not want me to win. You know how I know why? Because my mic is defunct and I've had to borrow it. They do not want me to win. So I will tell you the truth firsthand. I care about the American people. I care about American jobs. I put you guys first. I think we should make sure that all Americans can sleep at night and all Americans' rights are protected. Their First Amendment rights, all of their amendment rights. And we can't do that if we have sneaky politicians trying to take over our government. I put you guys first, and that's how American politics should work, all right? Keep America great, everybody.
He didn't really want to show the scary, aggressive, offensive side of Trump. But Trumpism in general seemed to infect the whole election simulation for the first time. And the Democratic candidates treated each other with a level of aggression I hadn't seen before. They really became provocateurs determined to create spectacle.
Well, I'd like to ask Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. These people come from an era of old politics. How will you better prepare America to a future with all of us as millennials? You guys aren't in touch with the American people and millennials like I am. How will you better prepare the American people for this transition to the new future?
So, you say that I'm not in touch with millennials, but as a mayor, you did nothing for your city, and you also fired your only black PD, which shows you're a racist. And if you're a millennial, why do you only appeal to the rich white man instead of the minorities? What have you done for the minorities? First of all, for civil liberties, I've done way more than you have. I've created the Violence Against Women Act, and I've done way more for this country than you have.
After the debate, I wanted to catch up with Justin, who's playing Pete Buttigieg.
How do you think it went?
I feel like I had, like, pretty good support going for me from the underclassmen. I think that what I need to do next is to take the next step forward is to be especially more critical of Joe Biden and present myself more of like present the Democrats mostly as a united front against Donald Trump. Yeah. The trouble there is that a lot of the underclassmen like them, so we have to push against him, but not to the point where we lose all his voter base to us.
Oh, I see. You have to appeal to the Trump voters on some level.
So like the ones that don't really want to vote for him but don't want to vote for any Democrats, that's what we're going to try to do. We looked at, like, the recent polls. We're up against Biden by probably around 20%. But we need to keep this momentum going. And at the moment, I don't think that I'm, like, utilizing that momentum enough.
How do you compete with just the sheer celebrity fun of Trump? Like, just by being on stage, people get excited about him.
I think the easy thing about playing Trump is that you don't really have... It's not really about your policies. It's more about your personality. And I think that the kid playing him is doing an amazing job. It's impossible to attack him on his policies in this election simulation because he's running all on his, like, character, his charisma.
Okay, awesome.
We've been here a couple other years.
Yes.
And this year, I'm surprised to say this, but it seems more cheerful than it has in the past. I remember the Trump-Hillary year. I thought things were, there was more tension and it seemed kind of scarier. And it makes me wonder whether Trump just seems more normal now to kids who have grown up with this.
It could be that. You're right. We're 3 years into the Trump presidency and it's not so shocking as it was back then. I think it's also the personalities. I remember the student who played Trump that year and he didn't have, you know, I hate to say, he didn't have the same kind of charisma as this Trump does. You know, he was a little bit of a darker personality.
So these students, they're seniors, and they've watched previous election simulations. They've seen two previous Trumps, and neither of those Trumps have won. So Togai's Trump is to some extent a response to what's come before. And that's something that Justin, who's the student who's playing Pete Buttigieg, has been thinking about a lot.
So I was here during the first, the actual general presidential election, not the primaries. So I think it's kind of like we see his name so much in the headlines that it kind of numbs us to what he's actually doing. He kind of shifted the norm for us. And in this school especially, like there was some stuff that Donald Trump was saying that if you heard from any other candidate, it would frankly be disgusting. Like he was making jokes about, I'm not criticizing how Togai was playing. He was making jokes about like him and Ivanka and stuff like that. And I think that because we've seen what's actually going on in Washington, because it's kind of been like a reality show to us, this isn't really surprising, and this has been like, this isn't new. That's why I think the student body is so accepting of Donald Trump and willing to overlook some of his real-life policies in favor of the student playing him.
Good afternoon, Townsend Harris. This is Ms. Baranoff with the election simulation results. The Democratic winner is Pete Buttigieg, and the Republican winner is Donald Trump. Congratulations, everybody.
Check that out. So, I mean, like I said, when I was coming into this, I knew there were three Trumps. I mean, two Trumps before me. I was the third Trump coming into this. And I said, when it comes down to it, I want to be the first Trump to win at Townsend Harris High School. Like I told you, back in freshman year, we had conversations. Everyone was so riled up against him being put into office. And now Townsend Harris put him into office by their own accord. So yeah, I think I did the impossible.
So he's back in the polls. His opponents are very far behind, far, far behind. Looks like the race is won. He'll become president one more time. One more time.
Josh Rothman is an editor at The New Yorker. Togai, who played Trump in the Townsend Harris High School election simulation, is a graduating senior and he's heading to college in the fall.
Townsend Harris, this is for you. Let's go. I got diamonds, I'm in my priming, these books I'm signing, get it baby, go and vote, cause you know numero uno is living in the White House and I won't move bro, tweet, staying in this race, I'm in the limelight, hear my speech cause now I'm planning out my timeline, every single day in the whole night, my posse is like me, alright, look at me, look at you, take this race, that's what I'm gonna do, I'm a winner baby, what else is new, and now I'm about to trump you, bring it,